This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome back to Gen Next on Joy 94.9. It is 24 minutes to 8 and with us tonight are Eleanor
and Maddie. And how's the show more than half over?
I know, it's really, really scary.
It goes so fast.
It goes really fast. Time flies when you are having fun.
And we do want to hear from you because we're feeling a little unloved here, guys. Aww. And remember, we do have a prize to give away. We've got Season 3 of Adventure Time to give away. You know you want in on this.
So make sure you text it on 0427JOY949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. Join the discussion. Speaking of discussions, Maddie, what do you have for us tonight?
The biggest topic of discussion over the last week in the entire country.
The federal budget.
The budget.
Wow, I got it right.
Yeah, well, not like we've been talking about it or anything.
Oh,
particularly for the budget and its effect on young people.
Yeah,
which is not going to be a pretty one.
I mean, the biggest thing for me, especially in reference to LGBTI young people, was there's a vast reduction in unemployment benefits and benefits in general for young people.
Yep. If a young person is looking for work or is not in work and apply for youth allowance or New Start, I think New Start isn't going to be, like, you're much more likely to get youth allowance than New Start, which is considerably less, and you'll have to wait 6 months before you start getting New Start, or Dole payments, you'll be doing a work for the Dole. Then you'll be working for the Dole for 6 months.
Which
is
below minimum wage.
Yep, and then cut off again. Yep. It's 6 months on, six months
that's
off.
That's fair.
I can't imagine.
How are you supposed to live on that?
I think they assume, oh yeah, we're giving them below minimum wage. They should be able to save up enough to live for the next 6 months during that time.
Mm. But the other thing that doesn't make sense to me about that is, I mean, they're working for third parties, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So aren't companies just getting below minimum wage employment technically? It's a little shady to say the least.
Big businesses are some of the only people who've benefited from this budget.
The other thing that really bothered me was for people that, you know, for whatever reason aren't welcome at home, maybe because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. It's a scary experience because if you're in that situation, you may not be able to rely on your family to provide for you if you find yourself suddenly unemployed and with minimal income.
Yeah, there was that quote, like, all young Australians should be earning or learning. You know what? If you're a young person trying to find a job, it's hard enough. Particularly if you're especially gender diverse, trying to find a job is like pulling teeth.
I have a friend who's been struggling for nearly a year now to find a job just because she's transgender. It's disgusting, really.
Even though I believe it is illegal to discriminate on the basis of gender identity, that's not always followed through on. You know, they'll give you another excuse and I don't think you're a good fit for the company or whatever. This is really going to be a contributor to youth homelessness. We were talking about and seen articles on this. And LGBT youth are among the, you know, there are so many homeless LGBTI youth.
Yeah, one of the most critical groups.
Big percentage. You know, I don't remember the stats. I know I did an essay on this quite recently, but if LGBT young people are, for example, 10% of the population, homeless youth, about 30% are LGBT, something like that, dramatically higher than you'd expect from pure numbers. A lot of it based around people not being accepted at home, not being welcome at home any longer, couch surfing with friends, things like that.
And another thing that really struck out to me was some of the changes to medical care, especially the $7 GP fee. The thing that really gets to me about that is, especially if you're gender diverse and maybe looking to start medical transition, a gap like that, a $7 fee doesn't seem like much, but it can actually be a really difficult thing to overcome. And I know friends that are going, well, I don't know if I'll be able to see my psych anymore. And that's worrying, especially if you're in a position where, you know, you're desperately trying to get that okay, to get that letter that you really need.
And then you need to, say, go in weekly for a testosterone injection if you're a trans guy. You know, you'd have to pay the $7 a week, which I think Joe Hockey said, oh, it's the price of a couple of beers. Well, it's also the price of, you know, a box of cereal and a bottle of milk.
Yeah. Or, you know,
A day's public transport, something that you might really, really need. You don't want to have to make the choice between your medical care and food for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a case of mental, you want mental and physical health, or a different type of mental and physical health.
Yeah.
You don't really want to make that decision.
It's like, I can't imagine that people affected by this budget would
Which
be
is
able,
everyone.
Everyone, but in particular young people on New Start was my...
Yeah.
What I was particularly thinking about. Going to be able to afford to live. Like, this is being handed down by a bunch of rich white men who did their uni degrees for free and now think, oh yeah, and deregulating uni fees as well.
We all need to tighten our belts.
Except for them.
Except for them.
Like, people on over $200,000 a year will be out about $200 a year.
I mean, exactly. And as a 17-year-old, I mean, me and a lot of my friends will be starting uni over the next 2 or 3 years, and that's not a fun position to be in.
What I did love, I'm a postgrad student at Melbourne Uni at the moment, and there was an email from the Vice-Chancellor about... You know, I saw from the Melbourne University Vice-Chancellor subject line 2014 federal budget and went, ooh, this will be good. They hate it. They really don't like it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.